الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والأنعام خلقها لكم فيها دفع ومنافع ومنها تأكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الشتاء ربيع المؤمن، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers and elders and students, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the means of weather. For example, a person experiences four seasons in a year. And this is the qudra and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the season of winter, which is full of blessings for a believer. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that the season of winter is actually a spring of the believer. The winter season is a spring season for a believer. And therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained why, that the nights are very, very long so that he can stand up for Qiyamul Layl, for Tahajjud Salah. And the nights, the days are very, very short so that he can fast during the days. So this is the opportunity where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that where a person can take advantage. Hazrat Yahya bin Mu'adh rahmatullahi used to say that the nights are very, very long. فَلَا تَقْصُرُ بِمَنَامِكَ. Do not shorten it because of your sleep. So a person in the month of winter, he will have a fair amount of sleep, providing that the person does not waste time after Isha Salah. That is why Ulama explained that after the Isha Salah, we should not engage in anything futile, any la yani, and the person should try and sleep as early as possible, so that he can get a fair amount of sleep and wake up during the early hours of the morning and perform Tahajjud Salah. It is mentioned also that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when winter used to enter, he used to say, Marhaban bishita tanziru fihi al-baraka. That welcome the month of winter, the season of winter, welcome. Why? Because yeah, in these months and days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakah descends. The nights are very, very long, he can able to stand up. The days are very short, he will able to fast during the days. So Allah grant us the opportunity of taking advantage of these days and nights. These are days and nights where a person can score, a person can take advantage, a person can fill his pans of scales of good deeds, and a person, inshallah, can gain closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best salah after the farad salah is Qiyamul Layl. And in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, it is qurbatul lakum ila rabbikum. It is a means of gaining closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned that I have not seen anything more superior than Qiyamul Layl, and nothing more quicker than attaining the proximity of Allah than standing in Tahajjud Salah. So it is a means of gaining proximity, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمُكَفِّرَةٌ لِسَيَّاتِ. It is a means of atonement of our gunas. وَمَنْ هَاتُنَ لِإِثْ. It is a barrier for disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is also a cure and prevention for sicknesses and diseases. A person who is sick, he wakes up at the time of tahajjud, one of the benefits is Allah granting cure. It is sharful mu'min, it is the honor of a believer. Hazrat Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi used to say, very surprising is that person that when he sleeps, that above him Jannat is being adorned, and beneath him Jahannam is being kindled, and yet he sleeps in between. In other words, a person should take advantage of these days and nights, the wind, especially the winter time, and a person can score. These are the time, Mubarak time, for example, at the time of Tahajjud, where we are encouraged. One is, we wake up, we read 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6, 8, whatever, 8 rakats, and perform Qiyamul Layl, read our Masnoon Duas. And this is the time where, وَبِالْ أَسْهَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At the time of Sari, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to make abundance of istighfar. This is the time of Sari, the time of Qiyamul Layl, that a person رَتِّبِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. That is the time a person should try and read Qur'an al-Kareem. Because that is the moment where our minds, our tongues, and our hearts all work together in conformity. The stillness of the night, where everyone is sleeping, it is serenity, it is a time of peace, it is a time of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who reads Quran al-Kareem, Allah, the angels listen to it more attentively. So Allah grant us the tawfiq that we take advantage of these amal during these days and nights. And also the Umar radiallahu anhu, when Syria was conquered, Sham was conquered, we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve the entire ummah of the oppression and suppression wherever they are suffering. So during the winter months, when victory was sought and gained, he wrote to the governors that take precautions against this enemy. And he explained how to take precautions, that by wearing clothes of wool and fur. And he said, let your inner garments and your outer garments be made of warm, like fur or wool. So this is a kudrat and sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created animals, and thereafter says, لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْعُ. From there we gain warm by the skins of the animals, whether it is the fur, whether it is the wool. And وَمَنَافِهُ مِنْهَا. And many benefits of it as well, of these animals. وَمِنْهَا تَأْقُلُونَ. And of these animals we eat of it as well. The ulama explained, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi explained, that the person who takes so much of precaution that he doesn't feel any cold at all, or he takes so much of precaution, he doesn't feel heat at all, then this also is not good. This will be detrimental to a person. There was a certain king who made sure that he never felt cold during the winter time, and he never felt hot during the summer time. But this person, he did not live for a very long time. So the Hakims explain that that cold, certain amount of cold is needed, because in the person's body there are humors. So during the winter time, these humors they become hard and solid, and during the summer times it melts. So this cold also is beneficial, and the heat is also beneficial. But what we are asked to save ourselves from the bitter cold or the severe heat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith that twice, once in winter and once in summer, Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to take breath. And the breath he takes in winter and the breath that he takes in summer, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the bitterness of the cold is the one of the breath of Jahannam when he takes in winter. And the severe, the intense heat of summer that a person experiences is also another breath of when Jahannam takes a breath in during the summertime. So Allah grant us the tawfiq that we read our masnoon du'as also. One of the du'as, when the person goes to sleep, what a beautiful du'a Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana. That all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us food. So many people are homeless out over there. So many people are going to sleep without any food. وَسَقَانَا Allah has quenched our thirst. وَكَفَانَا Allah has seen to our needs. وَآوَانَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us shelter. So much great, so many ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are people who are suffering from want and hunger. People are homeless. People who don't have sufficient food, sufficient things. All these ni'mat and bounties of Allah, whether it is our blankets, whether it is the heaters that we got, the warm under carpet heating, or the blankets, the warm electrical blankets, or the clothes that we are wearing, all is a great ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Umar radiallahu anhu used to tell his governors, make use of all these things. So, فَكَمْ مِمَّنْ لَا كَافِيَ لَهُ وَلَا مُؤْوِينَ. Continue with the dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, how many a person that so many people needs are not fulfilled, and so many a person does not have any shelter. So make shukr for all the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also when it is winter time, when a person experiences that cold, then it should remind us of the zamharir. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads this sunnah dua, and when it is extremely cold, la ilaha illallah, ma ashadd barda hadha al-yawm, Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri jahannam. Zamharir is a place in Jahannam where the people of Jahannam, because of the intensity of the heat, they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some type of respite. Some type of respite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send them to this place, Zamharir. And because the Zamarin is so cold, so bitter, that when they enter into Zamharir, the intensity of that cold will cause their bones to disintegrate and shatter. And you cannot tolerate it. And then once again they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send us back to the heat of Jahannam. So one of the ni'mat of Jannat also, لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا, that you will not experience the Zamharin in the year after. The Jannat will not experience all this. So read this dua also, this Masnoon dua. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the Qudrat. That Ibrahim alayhi salam, that intensity of that fire, Allah made it, يَا نَاقُونِ بَرْدَ وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Not only Ibrahim alayhi salam, it is mentioned by Hazrat Abu Muslim Khawlani rahmatullahi alayhi, when Aswad Anti, the false prophet, put him into the fire, he also did not burn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out the effects of the heat from that fire. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu, during the battle of Khandaq, against the Confederat, in the battle of the trench, and he mentioned it was bitterly cold, and he had one blanket, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking among the ranks of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and he saw Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu anhu, he was clinging to the floor, and he was shivering. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him, asking, "Oh Huzaifa, I ask for a favor, why don't you infiltrate in the enemy camps and bring me information?" So he stood up very reluctantly, and he was suffering from the cold and hunger. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allahumma ihfazhu min bayni yadi wa min khalfi wa an yamini wa an shimalihi wa min fawqi wa min tahti. Oh Allah, protect Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu anhu from above, from below, from the right, from the left, from front, from behind. He said, after the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did not feel the effects of that cold. So imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is in the control and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the scope of seeing to the poor and needy is unlimited in the days of winter. Hazrat Safwan bin Sulaim, rahmatullahi, was in Madinatul Munawwara, and once he came out from the Masjid al-Nabawi, and he saw a person was barely covered with any clothes, and he was, so to say, shivering. So Hazrat Safwan bin Sulaim, whatever extra garments he had, some jersey or whatever it may be, he gave it to this person. So one person from Syria had a dream, and in the dream it was shown to him that Safwan bin Sulaim has secured entrance into Jannah because of this one action. So whatever we can do, many a person, we are addressing maybe the general public as well, many a time people buy clothes and they don't realize they're putting their new clothes in that cupboard, but one side, one end of the cupboard is all extra clothes. Clothes that what they consider as useless. That useless clothes becomes useful, especially in the months of winter. So let us, those people, the general public, dig deep into the cupboards, take out all the extra clothes, and this will benefit the people. And we should try and start with the people around us. Those people who are working for us, those maids, those staff are working for us in our shops. Go that extra mile. Those children of those staff of ours, they are going to school. So buy them warm clothes, buy them scarves or woolen hats, etc. And this is a form of da'wah, inshallah. This will speak volumes, this will bring them closer towards Islam, inshallah. So Allah grant us the tawfiq, respected brothers and sisters, and those who are listening on the receiver, and also the students, that these moments of winter, the nights are very, very long. Now let us engage in tahajjud salam. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say that salatul layl actually starts after isha salah. Kullu ma sulliya min ba'd al isha fa huwa min al layl. That whatever is after isha salah, after the two sunnat, we read two rakats over the intention of tahajjud, a person will get the reward, inshallah. But what a person will get at 3, half past 4 in the morning, that you'll get something more, even more better. So at that time a person wakes up, and thereafter the malaika making announcement, is there anyone who has any need, pressing need, so I may fulfill the need of his. Hal min mustaghfirin faghfir lahu. Who is there anyone making istighfar, seeking forgiveness, so I may forgive that person. That is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy comes into full jost, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive. So at that moment we should make istighfar, make dua to unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua for ourselves, make dua for our family members, our people in our community, and Ummat Adlaj, the people of Syria, Sham, Palestine, Gaza, and in Sudan, in Somal, in Kashmir, in Burma, Rohingya, in Uyghur, in China, throughout the globe, wherever the Muslims have been persecuted, this is our weapon Allah has given us. And that the weapon, when to take out that weapon, Allah has shown us at the time of Tahajjud, after every Farz Salah. These are the moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts du'as. So Allah grant us the tawfiq of taking advantage of these days and nights. And during the days also, whatever a person can manage, 13, 14, 15 ayyam may be, Mondays and Thursdays, inshallah, we can score. So these are the days that we try to fast as well. And the fasting, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ayyam may be the whiteness. And that when a person fasts during those days, inshallah, through the barakat of these days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that rancor of the heart, that resentment, that revenge, that resentment that a person has to the barakat of the fasting on the 13, 14, 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it from our heart. And Mondays and Thursdays also, where our deeds are being presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it be presented whilst we are fasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of reciting our masnoon du'as, that when you're going to sleep, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنَا وَسَقَانَا وَكَفَانَا وَآوَانَا فَكَمْ مِنْ مَا لَا كَافِيَ لَهُ وَلَا مُؤْوِي. And then when a person, during the winter days, when he is experiencing that cold, La ilaha illallah, ma ashadda barda hadha al-yawm, Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq.